Warning, 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 warning. The next hour or so, we got music coming on by Devin the Dude. Talks about marijuana, alcohol, and vagina, but not in those words. So if you don't want to hear it, don't listen to it. But if you want to hear it, listen to it. It's Devin the Dude out of Texas. Talks about marijuana, vagina, and beer. So just be on the lookout for what's coming up. He's going to talk about all of it. It's parental guidance for grown people. I don't want nobody to get offended and not listen to our radio station, so we're going to do this for y'all. remember, Devin the Dude, women, alcohol, and weed. We'll hit y'all in the break.
Devin, what the fuck you doing here, man? Oh, goddamn, you on that bait bop shit still?
Man, what the fuck you talking about, nigga? This hip-hop motherfucker.
Hell, man. Said you're gonna let me get him something, man. Get on this mic right here.
Man, come on, Devin. Hold up, man. I'm right in the middle of this mother.
Come on, Devin, boy. You can let me get one of them.
All right, man, just... What, you got some beer?
Hell yeah, I got some beer.
You got some weed?
Hell yeah, I got some money to ride right here. Here, check it out.
It's Weed's Killer, man. I'm high like an eagle and like the Steve Miller Band. I'm a smoker, a midnight toker. Get the Adidas box top under the sofa with the Joker. Roll a big old fat square like his hair. Smell like a pole cat.
Man, I bet your weed ain't better than mine.
Oh, that's bullshit. Take heed of my weed, man. All you need is a little bit. I don't kill it.
Hell, man, I took a couple of pulls. Here, take two of my Budweisers. Give me two of your bulls.
Man, I'll give you two of these balls if you don't get your motherfucker.
Come on, Devin, don't do me like that, man. Come on, we'll rock one with you.
Hey, come on, man. I'm right in the middle of this shit, man.
Get a hook or something.
Man, you don't even listen to rap music.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, fuck it. Come on, follow me.
Beer.
Can you say that?
Reefer and beer.
Put some soul in it, nigga, like
reefer and beer. Reefer and beer. Ha, yes I am, smoking this weed again. I had one sweet left, I broke it down and rolled two and sold them hoes and sold a 3 for $10.
You ask for my opinion, I say it don't make a lot of hoes hope you choke and stay broke. I smoke coke, but no, I bend but won't break. I make major mistakes, but hey, they're all mine. You gotta learn how to get up when you fall down. Lived in a small town, throwing rocks at cows in a field of dreams, hoping it will amount to just more than a hill of beans. Until the need for beer and weed, why don't you smoke some hair with me? And we can ride through the ghettos and trailer parks. Spark until it gets dark. And I wake up in the morning and I roll me a square. Sweet or whatever, I put that hoe in the air.
Hit that motherfucker a couple of times.
Sit back and recline and try to relax my mind with some
reefer and beer.
Say that out, fuck it.
Yeah, just walking down the street trying to find me something to eat, and I ran across this freak who was talking about she was trying to sell some pussy to me for about $40 a nut. And I like to nut like 3 times, so that's $120 I can save if this bitch just gave me some pussy for free, man. But she wasn't listening to me, so she followed me to the room, and, you know, I assumed I was just gonna get some head for a minute or two. But she came through the door and put her shoes on the floor, and on that big brass bed, I throwed her. The bitch never saw such a dick that I showed her. I booed her over, then I told her to control her voice. She had no problem, bitch had a pussy hole of a horse. I opened it up, I stuck my dick in, she caught a wind and said, ah, looked at me and said, B, do you love me now? I said, bitch, what are you smoking? Your pussy ain't no better than the rest, and kept stroking. She started crying, but still she kept her legs open, steady wishing and hoping that she can be Mrs. Copeland. Bitch, you crazy, then you look, go wipe that cum out your nose, cause you nothing but a body hungry crumb snatching hoe who trying to sell me some pussy, but you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me. No, nah, sell me some pussy, you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me.
She said she love me,
sell me some pussy.
I'm the only nigga that can make her left eye shake.
No, you trying to sell me some pussy, yes.
Sell me some pussy, bitch, you can't have it back, it's all mine now. I'm the owner of your pussy cat. You can't manipulate a player with pussy games and tricks. Matter of fact, it's 500, bitch, for some dick. Niggas out here begging and pleading, wishing for pussy hoe. Not me, nigga, cause I keep my ducks all in a row. Meaning that they understanding is they all mine. If they can't mine, bitch, move your ass down the line. Bust a couple and I'm feeling fine. I don't really have the time to help you out your fucking mind. Your destiny, you got to find. You got to have an understanding, my personality demanding. Keep them lips tight, I'm busting like a cannon. Do not haste to lower your face below my waist to take a taste of pace. It's not a disgrace. Ask me what's the solution. I told her prostitution, bitch. You do it down in Houston.
I just sell me some pussy, but no, you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me. No, nah, sell me some pussy, but you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me.
She said she love me.
I sell me some pussy.
I'm the only nigga that can make her left eye shake.
Now, you trying to sell me some pussy? Yes, yeah, but you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me.
She want that money.
Sell me some pussy.
Tell you something intellectual. Let me get up in your ear and ear whisper something sexual. I bet you will. Please, you can save that. You just talking shit and swallowing spit. I'm paid cat. I said, whoa, hold on, mama. How we getting all of this? And just like Santa Claus, she went down a little list. She said, 30 for some head, 50 for some ass. Got a $20 jack-off special, but you gotta do it fast. Really, all you need is personal management. And on the cool, I specialize in working with damaged shit. Got all this cash and don't know how to handle it. And it's funny how you make money off these hotted sandwiches. The advantage is I get that thing free, so you ain't gonna get no change from me.
Trying to sell me some pussy, but no, you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me. No, nah, sell me some pussy, but you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me.
She said she love me.
Sell me some pussy.
I'm the only nigga that can make her left eye shake.
Now, you trying to sell me some pussy, but you ain't gonna sell no pussy to me.
She want that money.
Sell me some pussy.
Yeah, I remember.
I was 10.
10th grade sophomore, she was in the 12th. She used to call me childish cause on her booty I felt. It was big, it was bouncy, it was soft yet firm. That's why I went to school, I wasn't trying to learn. I never got my turn, she never gave me a chance. I used to daydream of taking off those chick jean pants. At the high school dance, she just let it all hang. Booting it over, making that ass swing. The DJ was from New Orleans, the music was hype. She got loose all night, I think the juice was spiked. I was high as a kite, I thought the time was right to ask her for a dance, she said, nah, that's alright. I played it off, walked back across the floor. Fuck that hoe, didn't wanna see her no more. But 150 pounds and 10 years later, seen her at the grocery store. She trying to holler at her.
Used to be so surprised me. Used to be
that hoe is huge. That's a big old beat.
She used to be so frightening.
I tried to run, I tried to duck, but I couldn't get away. She was wild as fuck. She asked me for a hug, I buried my face between her titties, but all I could think about was how she used to bullshit me back in the day when she was cheerleading. They was fine, but all the screaming had my ears bleeding. I was concentrating on her though, them pretty eyes, them pretty ass, them pretty titties and them pretty thighs. But nah, she's a hefty heifer, seems like everything on her body just melted together. But it wasn't no thing, gave up my number and all. And when I slept, she said,
you better call me, baby.
I'ma call you, girl. You know, I'm
kind of
getting
so, you know,
with that 713 or the
832?
Chirp
me.
Okay, okay, here
she used to be so
fine
to me.
Now she's fat
than a month. That one was huge. From elegant to elephant.
She used to be so fine to me.
Couldn't wait to go and tell all the niggas I went to school with how she used to look like.
Oh,
now
man.
She look like, ooh, shit. But before I picked up the phone, I sat back and thought, maybe she got a problem and it wasn't her fault. So I grabbed the number she gave me and used it. Wasn't no hard feeling, had to call it a problem. What's up, this D, what you doing? She said she was in the kitchen, fixing some pork chops and chicken, stove top stuffing macaroni and ham with some purple whole peas and yams. I'm like, damn, how many kids you got? Done.
Come on in, nigga, I'll fix you a plate next time. What's up?
Oh, did these purple whole peas yourself, girl?
Shout it.
That one is, yeah, so fine.
Like a poke job.
Fat to the bone. And the chicken.
I like the breast too. Speaking of breast, what you got there?
So far,
grab that one. Nibble on that one.
Fact of the month.
You know, I did it. Huh? Oh, yeah, man. I had to go ahead and hit it and split it, man. I had to get with it, man. Make sure you yeah. But I had an old school picture, man. I had it in my wallet, man, for so long. So as I was jugging it in, I was looking at the picture, man, at the same time.
Big ankles. Ankles wide.
session with my dick in my hand. Fat sweet in my mouth, a 24-ounce can. I got no time for all that yesterday. He say, she say, pull out the beat tape, give it to the DJ. My eyes are tight and shiny, cause I'm smoking some kill. Don't look at me, go buy some drinks, call up some hoes if you will. I see it's nothing but a party, y'all, I guess I'm the host. Ain't nobody got no more weed, it's time to smoke and keep that beat rolling. You see everybody's holding their own. You know I got to bust at least two or three before I'm gone. But there's always one in the crowd, rapping loud, all in the niggas' mouth, all them bitches and cowards. With the East Coast flow, West Coast body language. Don't know nothing about the South, I'm trying to find someone to hang with. Man, when you finish flowing or whatever the fuck that you doing, holla at me, I'll be in the bathroom, boo boo. So I bought a 59 and got behind the wheel. Scooped up a fat sack of kill, cause I'll be driving a while. Taking two or three pulls every 5 or 6 miles. I can't wait to see my road dogs. You know how we do it. Just like a case of beer, a piece of cock, we run right through it. And all the bitches know me, I hit quite a few. They be glad to see me, niggas don't give them dick like I do. I bust my tubes and they tell their friends, and then I'm in. With my friends tickle, making they pussy lips grin. But there's always one in the crowd, talking loud. Found out I fucked the cousins, now she's running a mile, leaving notes on my windshield. I'm a bitch, I'm a hoe. Early in the morning, bitches knocking at my mama door. Mama, please, when you finish whatever that you doing, whoever that is, tell them I'm in the bathroom, boo-booing. From an old friend, fresh out the county. He said he came up on the lick and he was glad that he found me. He had some new niggas with him, full of drinking, looking sweaty, cocking gas back, talking about, come on, D-Man, you ready? It's a house down the street, about 2 doors down. They sell weed and they at least got 2 whole pounds. Man, all we got to do is hit this ride and we cool. Let's fuck his wife and take his weed and bust on that fool. We can all come up, whatever we get, we split. Ain't nobody saying nothing, ain't nobody seen shit. So let's pile up, 5 deep in your leg. He'll know that it's you digging, he won't think it's the jack. Man, you must be smoking crack. You don't know who that is. That nigga worked for HBD, been selling weed around here for years. So when you finish plotting and scheming, whatever you doing, wait for me, I'll be in the bathroom, boo boy.
Go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
My weed smoking friends, I'm glad you came with coffee in your cups. If I went up, I'll do the same, and you can pass it to someone you never met and let them get just as high as you. Your eyes red, shit, mine too. We about to start the show. Who got the optimo? A Swiss, a sweet, a zigzag, and a bitch that'll kiss for me. This cordless mic, I know what they'd like. Continue to rock in the show that'll slow up a fight, and I know of a dyke who wouldn't mind getting some of this dick from behind, but I'm
gonna chill, y'all, cause she might wanna start wearing my drawers. And
oh no,
my weed jar, it's rather stocky. At the crib, high by myself, looking at hockey and wondering who's gonna win the cup. If it was full of coffee, I know the brothers will man up. I stand up to get a drink, then I get a call.
Can you come over so I can lick your balls?
Well, yes, I guess. Let me shampoo my nuts and get dressed. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Mission complete. I hit the street with the sweet of some heat. But fuck, there's some cops on the beat. And there's some crooked laws that'll pull you over and dig all in your drawers. And again, another song, I'm about to take another stab again, drinking and laughing and puff puff passing it to and fro while I'm constructing my flow. And that custom hold up in this and hey, what you wanna do, girl?
I don't wanna tease you, I just wanna please you. Lick you from your neck to the top of your dick, then rub my clit and grind my hips.
Oh, that sounds like some pretty cool shit. Damn, might get full of weed and alcohol. I go to sleep, you try to dig off in my wallet and my drawers. And who wanna rhyme? One at a time, please. Devin, you know him, he show him, he throw him a poem in Chinese. Soothing the dame, brewing his hand, cruising the fame, doing his thing. Say dog, moving that cane. Hell no, it's just music, man. I hit the highway, flipping on folks, ripping up shows, kicking the blows, and I end up with my dick up in hoes. Cigarillos, stuffed with a pillow of some kilo. For real though, you better inhale slow. You want the funk, you know where to get it. You know every day we working. The coffee's in the pot and it's perking. People peeking, reefer leaking out the door, and the neighbors are about to call the laws, all because our behavior of being players. We got papers that states we can smoke anytime, which was signed by the mayor. I say no to the coke, and in 04 I put the pill up. When my pressure starts to build up, my weed sack fills up. And I hit the highway, flipping on foes, ripping up shows, kicking up flows, and I end up with my dick up in hoes. Living on
foes, ripping up shows, kicking up blows, and I end up with my dick up in hoes.
LaGuardia to Concordia, a long way from the border. I got a phone call. They said, yo, can you help us rock the Delta stock? I said, no problem, whatever you need, but there's a fee. Some liquor and weed, a couple of G's, a guaranteed free, and a room key. I'll soon be in your area cold if I choose to fly. To my rules, they complied. I left that very same night, right?
I hit the highway, flipping on foes, ripping up shows, kicking the flows, and I end up with my dick up in
hoes. As I exit the plane, a sign reads baggage claim, and I need to get the shit I brought with me. So that's my aim as I stroll out the door into my friend's car. We roll out, distributing beers from the back seat and blowing the bowl out to get high, filling my whole mouth with smoke, choked a little bit, blaming my cough on the bong, cause that bitch was really hitting. I arrived in a state of mind to slay two broads, I got four. Got on the stage and got love, then got off the stage and got more. Broke the mic like a top score. The crowd was like, we want more. That's the life when you're on tour. It's not the Cadillac with chrome rims, it's more like the transition from being kids to grown men. Now I'm back in the studio, all red-eyed and zoning, smoking, sipping, drinking, tipping, tickling women trying to take off their clothes. All I do is spit a verse and I end up with my
dick up in hoes.
It's a free man's life. I'm living in a bachelor's heaven. 420 on 07 and I'm on a track with Devin. Now let's go.
I hit the highway, flipping on foes, ripping up shows, kicking the blows, and I end up with my dick up in hoes.
Is what she does the best. Tongue licking slowly all around my nuts and shit. She's about 5'10", fat ass, nice skin, in a Chevy or on a Schwinn. The average man might spend a little cash for that ass, but I don't pay for cock. She ran out the house soon as I made the block, and it's been on ever since. But lately she been wondering where all my days been spent, and it's with my other hoe who's starching on my jeans. She just cooked some oxtail rice and beans, and she don't blow up my phone or be asking where I'm at, like a nagging ass bitch calling back to back. But she's just another hoe, we'll have to leave it at that, cause her husband's overseas fighting hard in Iraq.
I got a hoe, got a hoe that don't trip when a nigga ain't with her. Love to call me names when I'm in her. She's so street.
And another hoe.
I got a hoe that cook a nigga home cook meals, and I give a nigga money on his bills, and she's my in-house free.
I got a hoe that love to pop it hard. I swear to God she worth my cash. She be a crying to get a time the way she work that ass. Touching her body when she move her hips from side to side. Showing me love, making me wanna keep my pride inside. I can last all night. My other bitch can last too. She slow motion and fast. Ooh, it's wicked what that ass do. Love it when she lick her lips and sucking a strawberry. With a look like she hoping the G just pop a little cherry. With my other freak is known, she gon' spin and let me win. She be hopping out of bins, talking shit, sipping gin. See, I get in where I fit in. I don't give a fuck. I ain't pimping, but my hoes pay a nigga like what? Got a hoe that's a hood superstar moving up. Cause she got a couple bitches she macking, getting a cut. Nothing better than a freak just out here looking for a nut. But copping like a skank slut, I won't do no such.
I got a hoe.
I got a hoe that dance at the strip club daily. Hit me on my BlackBerry to pay me. She's always on time.
And another hoe.
I got a hoe that's sharp to keep a nigga dressed to impress. Keep my clothes starched and dressed. She love to see me shine.
I got a hoe for this and a hoe for that. I got a hoe with a fat back and a hoe with a fat cat. So where I'm at, it's
It don't matter either here or there. I got one that love the hustle and one that's a swear. I got one that break bread while she give me that good head. Got one that keep me tight, keep it straight at the homestead. Got one that tote the strap no matter what, she got my back. Got one in a business suit with a computer on her lap. I got one that talk shit, quick to pitch a fucking fit. Got one that look crazy but she won't say shit. All my hoes ride or die for a nigga, that's what it is. They keep me on my note and then they tell me how it is. See, my hoes understand my plan, they roll with it. If I'm short a couple of stacks, my nigga, she go and get it. So for so with it, whatever, she's down with it. This bitch keep my stable tighter down at it.
I got a hoe, got a hoe that needs to be America's top model, with a ass shaped like a Coke bottle. She only rocks apple bottom.
And another hoe,
when it comes to these hoes, you know I got 'em. Handcuff your girl if you love her, cause the Coffee Brothers don't cause problems. Hey.
Some for me, hell yeah, I'll be there to help you fuck them, get them drunk, get them high, pull their titties out and suck them.
Don't rush them, we about to fuck these hoes, man, no question. Just bring your ass on because they already buzzing and loving my hospitality. I put it down, I got a quarter pound of weed and a big thing of crown. Shit, my dick hard now, just looking at these bitches with these big soft asses and these nice round titties. While you giggling, you best to hurry your ass the fuck up. I'm about 1 second away from cracking this fuck fist up.
No need for rest haven, these hoes. Let's show them what that pussy made for. Let's me and you lay in these hoes and show them what that pussy made for. No need for us saving these hoes. Let's show them what that pussy made for. Let's leave without paying these hoes and show them what that pussy made for.
Man, just let them know I'm coming in about 25 minutes and get they pussy ready, cause I'm finna dive in it. I hear them talking loud in the background hollering. Tell them don't get too drunk and keep they pussy lips smiling.
These hoes wildin', but still I got them under control. Impatiently waiting for some dick that's swole. It's just some horny ass bitches that love the fuck, telling me how they suck dick and swallow the nut.
They gobble it up.
I thought I told you about one of the hoes that put my foot inside a pussy, then took it out and sucked my toe. Yo, don't forget to stop and get some fucking dunk-ons, condoms. You forget them, nigga, we got a problem.
That ain't no problem, man, you know we must cover our bones. Zoom, zoom, bust in the room, get by two and I'm gone. And as soon as I get there, I'm gonna spit some game to her. Get the pussy so quick, you think I already knew her.
No need for rest haven, these hoes. Let's show them what that pussy made for. Let's me and you lay in these hoes and show them what that pussy made for. No need for us saving these hoes. Let's show them what that pussy made for. Let's leave without paying these hoes and show them what that pussy made for.
Finally, at last, Devin showed up, and the first thing this motherfucker said was,
what the fuck is this thick neck, big bitch here? Man, I should've bought a 16-ounce beer. Say, big house, who fucked over me, dog? I thought we was cool. How the hell we gonna get these two big
bitches in the pool.
You fools, stop tripping and just take your clothes off. Cause all pussy feel the same when the lights go off.
Man, that's too much talk for just one fall. And I'll pass. You can't even tell the difference between they stomach and they ass. Stretch marks on their titties like a roadmap. Hoes slapped on some Maybelline.
But she keep her navel clean. And at least these hoes big and cute. Not big as fucked up. You the fucking skinny ugly asshole. So nigga, what's up? Who give a fuck if you fuck these bras? Nobody knows. So just drink and smoke this deck and let's fuck these hoes.
No need for rest haven these hoes. Let's show them what they pussy made for. Let's me and you lay in these hoes and show them what they pussy made for. No need for us saving these hoes. Let's show them what they pussy made for. Let's leave without paying these hoes and show them what they pussy made for. Come on, let's show them what they pussy made for. Come on, let's show them what they pussy made for. Come on, let's show them what they pussy made for.
Yeah, just make a couple blocks, man. Let's just, yeah, roll. I already got something rolled up, man. I got a dime, man, from the trade, nigga. Oh, that's the old school, man. You don't know nothing about that. College boy, smarty, nigga. That's, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I'm from the West Coast. It's savvy. You remember that, huh? C-Mo. Hey, fire that up, nigga.
That's pretty good shit right here, nigga.
Shit. Oh, shit. That was loud, nigga. Alright, hey, with a spray. Put the bams on. Man, somebody farther than ever to cover. Shit. Now, hey, let me do all the talking. Man, let's go. Man, they know me. Let's go, let's go. Say, man, put the lead up, though. Put it up, put it up.
Excuse me, police, I'm just sipping coffee. I'm minding my business. Why is you tripping? Won't you get up off me? Why are you all inside my ride? I'm sipping coffee. Won't you get up off me?
Won't you go fight the mother crime?
Hey, this is Unit 34. I need a tag check. Texas check. Texas. Green. Young. 4979. Cadillac Seville.
Let me in the glove department. Get that insurance out for me, man. See you next time.
Mr. Copeland, won't you step out the vehicle slowly? Wipe that grin off your face. Don't look at me like you know me. The reason why I stopped you wasn't because of radar, but my dog smelled marijuana from the inside of my car. That must be some strong shit.
Your dog got the fragrance fucked up, man. It's coffee. You want to sip me?
Hell, I sip coffee too. That ain't the way it smells. Hell, just tell me where you got it from and you might not go to jail.
Can't go to jail, man. We going to the studio. We on the way, man. We, you know, we rappers, man. We try to...
I see papers and cigars. Where's the pipes and the bongs? You said you're a rap singer. Yeah. Let me hear one of those songs.
Smoking that weed, feeling fine. Got me a party and a fat ass dime.
Oh, I don't think I heard that one. Oscar, 94.
Why don't you just step back here with me? Close that door.
Excuse me, police. I'm just sipping coffee. I'm minding my business. Why is you tripping? Won't you get up off me? Why you all inside my ride? I'm sipping coffee.
Hey, why don't you go over there and check that boy on that passenger side?
Won't you get up off me?
Taking a brother down.
Won't you go fight some other crime?
Why the fuck is he flashing the light in the passenger seat? Asking me a bunch of bullshit, harassing me? Nah, I'm just a nigga trying to squeeze a nickel out of a dollar, blowing a fatty with my partners flipping freestyle.
What's your name, boy?
Corey Moe. Why you tripping?
Hey, that boy got identification.
Hell yeah, and if I didn't, you'd probably be a bitch and cuff us up either way. just to meet your monthly quota to get you a raise. But I'ma chill and abide by your bullshit, as long as you don't try to violate and pull shit. All I wanna do is sip a swisher with my niggas and keep on coasting down Richmond, minding our business.
Well, you don't look like a rich man to me. This street is ours. We seldom see rims like that with a yellow stripe around the tires. You just get your ass up out the car and I will check it. Boy, don't you try to run from me.
Excuse me, police, I'm just sipping coffee, minding my business, why did you tripping on today? Get up off me. Why you all inside my ride? I'm sipping coffee.
We need to check that car. We need to look up under the seat, see if anything in there.
Won't you get up off me?
Taking the bus down. Now, won't you go fight some other crime, nigga?
All right, Mr. Copeland, you just come back here real quick, man. Is that anything you gonna tell me?
Why you pulling me way back here? Why you understand, man? I don't
know. You gotta let me know who you got up there with you.
I don't know their names. I don't know their real names. I mean, in the front, that's Seymour right there. Seymour.
His driver's license says Mower.
Well, we just call him Seymour.
We're in the back right there.
In the back? That's Assassin and Perfect, man. That's the California.
Hey, two boys in the back. Get them out of the car.
Shit.
Damn, is your L strike?
What the weed is that?
Bring this shit.
Hold the gun, too. Hold
yeah,
the gun.
Yeah, let me take the clip out the smoke.
Hey, man, you got your license?
Yeah. My shit is cool, man, but fuck, I don't know. Nigga got a few tickets, he got to pay and shit and shit. I'll be straight, though, nigga. You cool, cool.
You finna go to jail over a week.
Feel me full of holes, but not the bribe. Don't throw me in.
show, screwing hoes. Getting gold and you know how it goes. Getting high, 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 high. In the club trying to get our dick sucked. In the corner smoking marijuana, getting fucked up. Getting high.
Back of the club, sack of the bud. I see your girl on the dance floor, backing it up. I'm acting a fool, niggas packing a two. I got your girl up on my dick, cause I'm a Mac and I'm cool. She think that I'm a better actor than you. And matter of fact, I got a jacker, she attractive and cute. When I get her to the telly, we gon' shack in the pool. And I'ma have to bring her back, cause she was acting with you. I ain't the nigga to provide these hoes. I got nothing more than cock to supply these hoes. No matter what a trick or buy these hoes, you can keep them, man. I just wanna try these hoes. It's big pimpin', baby, gon' break them off, nah. Fuck a hater, nigga, gon' shake them off, nah. You got clothes on, we're gon' take them off, nah. Gon' break me off, cause I'm about to hit the road, ma.
On the road, doing shows, screwing hoes. Getting gold and you know how it goes. Getting high, high, high. In the club trying to get our dick sucked. In the corner smoking marijuana, getting fucked up. Getting high, high, high.
This is how it is when you out trying to get some. Like money and the power, hell, I'm trying to fuck some. I enjoy bitches company with an ounce of that drunk. Run forwards in this motherfucker, grabbing bitches to go. Cause for a limited time only, I can be your homie, your one and only. But I'm gone in the morning type of nigga. This world is full of so much to touch, I mean so much to see. And baby, that's all me. So enjoy the luxuries of being part of the storm. See the liquor, see the weed, see the room we bought em. So relax and kick back and put some smoke in the sky. Lights out, it's all pink up inside.
I got a tall Italian bitch named Tanya from Tennessee. Perky pink, pearly pussy, blow purple and sip lean. With six sisters in Seattle with some supersonic soft cat lips that drip from the north to the south. I just love being
on the road doing shows, screwing hoes. Getting blowed and you know how it goes. Getting high. In the club trying to get our dick sucked. In the corner smoking marijuana, getting fucked up. Getting high, high, high. It don't matter if she black or she white. It's all pink up inside. It don't matter if she black or she white.
I wouldn't mind traveling the land, taking a trip overseas. Wake up with my thing in some strange Vietnamese. Or maybe meet a short fine bitch who sing in Hong Kong. Since everything is small, she'll think my ding dong long. Wake up with a bitch from India who like rum on the rocks. Give her my email just in case she want me to come on a dock. Why not go find freaky bitches they got up in Europe and have them licking this dick with some chocolate syrup. Then I hurry up and clean my nuts and head back to the U.S. with my dick in my hand, screaming live. But that's just another thought, mixed with another quote and an ounce of coffee that my brothers bought. Break it down, roll it up, hold it, now hit it. If pussy's out there to go get, we gon' go get it. And it don't matter if she black or she white. It's all pink up inside of
me. On the road doing shows, screwing hoes. Getting blowed and you know how it goes. Getting high, high, high. In the club trying to get our dick sucked. In the corner smoking marijuana, getting fucked up. Getting high, high, high. It don't matter if she black or she white. It's all pink up inside. It don't matter if she black or she white. It's all pink up inside.
Hey. Hey, you. Come here.
I wanna holler for a second. Talk to your ass. Come here. Hey, birds, come here. Yeah. Just wanna put you up on something. Gonna talk to you for a minute. Hey, girls, come here.
You was a spoiled bitch, straight out the suburb. Good car, good family, green like good herb. I'm not deterred by a house full of nerds. Yo, man did his thing so his family could emerge. Niggas know superb, they've been paying since the third. But now you're out of touch, ungrateful and disturbed. It ain't in my claws, it's the trick on them draws. I can't do that, y'all. I entertain your brain, but I touch what's in your pants. Look, ma, no hands. I'm not Danny Carroll, take you to the fever and dance. I'll lay you on the rug and burn the seed of no plans. You say you want some pride or something real in a man, but you can't burn water, you got a lot of demands. See, I don't starve for them Lakers, so I can't chase you. All I can do is show you a bunch of dick and how to get paper. Look,
I need a hoe that's down for me. I need a hoe that's not for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that's down for me. A hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway.
You's an angry bitch, straight out the ghettos. Bad credit, bad chicks, can't get settled. I'm sympathetical to your life with some exceptions. Okay. The pussy ain't tight and it echoes. A lot of young fellas been dug out the yellow. So now it's all ruined, mean mugs, no hellos. This ain't a situation that I deal with them relations. I ain't got the patience to hear you huffing, puffing, talking tougher than me. No, I'm not open for discussion once a month when you bleed. If you're feeling kind of bloated, shit, don't roll it, just leave. Cause if I bold you and I spoke, you wanna holler police. And they ain't gonna vote to see my side of the beef. It's just freeze, nigga, got me down in the streets. And it's a procedure can't see. Choke holes in the knee, all in my young back where I can't breathe. I need
a hole that's down for me. I need a hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that'll down for me. A hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway.
I'm looking for a bitch who like a medium-sized dick. She's freaky and kinky, would rather swallow the spit. I want a hoe who like to suck, who like to slob, who like to lick. And she will damn near try anything, and she'll learn very quick. And the color of the girl don't matter, but the age does. You're 21 and looking for plenty of fun, say what? Well, let's play a little game. Here, won't you play with this thing? Won't you do something special for me so I can remember your name? Ah, that's pretty good, girl, but you can do better. Won't you pela mi huevos and chupa mi verga? I met her just yesterday, hit her this evening. I left her in the room, she's talking shit while I'm leaving. But I don't need a bitch who always wanna know where I be. When I come back, the bitch only smoked all my weed. Panties on the pillow, rubber still on the floor. Say, bitch, put on your shit, you gotta go, I'm finna go.
I need a hoe that's down for me. I need a hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that's down for me. A hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that's me. I need a hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that'll die for me. A hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that's down for me. I need a hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway. I need a hoe that'll down for me. A hoe that'll lie for me. A hoe that shoots a fire for me. And she don't give a care, she will fuck me anyway.
Hit that motherfucker there.
trying my luck, trying to see what I can do, see what I can come up with. Shit's in my head, eyes red, I'm high. The weed I have is like the weed back in the day, times five. And you see, that's all I need. Yeah, but brother, get high. Score a zip, roll a spliff, and pass that other shit by. I'm smoking while I'm creeping. Before I get there, when I'm leaving, the only time that I'm not chiefing is when I'm eating or I'm sleeping while the bitch next door at the motel room calling downstairs, talking about that whole smell fumes. But the manager gets high, he told her he'll go check. Damn, they broke his neck running up to the room to smoke this shit. When I'm stable, it's on the table. Don't take it when I travel. They love me when I get there. There's plenty gifts to unravel. I baffle the minds of workers at the laundromat. They think my clothes been worn by a walking ganja plant. But my job requires me to smoke all day. And if I'm caught with no weed, they'll let me go with no pay. So I lay out on the couch, scratch my nuts on my days off, hoping I don't get laid off. Cause I'm kinda short of weed. Can I please buy a quarter? I oughta buy a whole fucking pound. Need to bring the price down on this shit. Hit it just a little bit and get my doobie out the ashtray. Smoke like it's my last day breathing. Indeed, I lead by example. Hit the cannabis cup to see what weed I can sample. Let me look at the menu. Nigga, throw it down to me. Hell, they got some shit they call porcupine pussy.
Let me smell that shit.
Get the torch, head to the porch, light it up and hit it till it's down to a roach. My 17-year-old son, I told him leave it alone. But when he's 18, he's grown, we might go half on the zone. But he choose not to use, and I'm glad. I hope it lasts, so he won't be poking in my stash. Smoking grass since the tender age of 13, it was dirt green. But still in the morning, first thing we would spark it up. Spark it up, especially on Fridays. I be high to the motherfucker walking through the halls. See niggas on speed, niggas bouncing off the walls. I pause for a minute, nah, nigga, keep dipping, keep flipping. Got some more coffee sitting to do. Holla at you motherfuckers in a few. To catch a nigga just might take a while. It's hard to hate the style as he glides through the crowd, making the ladies smile.
Welcome to the show and tell convention on Mars.
Do anybody else have something to show or tell?
I'm Zeldar from the planet Veldar, which is 8 million Judy Beaks from Saturn. I was on my way home one day and was thrown off pattern. Landed on Earth. Nowhere to go, a hole in my mega boop. Landed in a field with green leafy trees. It looked kinda odd to me. So I
smelled it. And then I dealt with it, cut it and smoked it. And guess how I felt? Very good. I took some for myself. Back to my spaceship. I gave it to my family. They said, what you call it? We. My name is Zeldar. I'm from planet Zeldar. My name is Zeldar. And we shop at Walmart. I came back just to grab me another fat sack of the green leafy thing I found in the field. Yeah, they call it kill. I went through the hood. I'm green, but it wasn't all good. I saw mixed people, all kind of colors, and they looked at me like I was weird. They called me queer. I say, no, my name is Zeldar. I'm from planet Zeldar. My leader is Zeldar. And we shop at Walmart. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. I have kids,
I don't give them none of the green leafy stuff that I found in the field, cause it might do them harm, but I'm old enough. So I cough and I puff on that green leafy stuff I found in the field. Yeah, I call it kill. What do you say, anymore? Boy? My name is Zeldar.
Okay, what's happening? Back from the break. Hope nobody was offended. If so, you can always turn Peter off. You ain't gotta listen to it, but I wish you would, because he's, you know, he tells some stories. Speaking of stories, Heavy D passed last week. I got a good Heavy D story. Remember when I was 10, 11, I can't remember. Run DMC and Heavy D and the Fat Boys came to town. And me, being a little fat boy of my own, Heavy D was my dude. I was like, this nigga's fly. You know, light skin, curly hair, dancing. I ain't never danced, but I thought I could. I was in a little rap group, no, break dance group, whatever. Yep. Young Gents in Action. We had the shirts with the bubble letters on and our numbers. And our sign on the back. But anyways, my mom, Arlene Nash, shout out to my mom. She took me to this Heavy D concert, Run DMC. Real good seats up close, you know. So Heavy D came on. He had his Coca-Cola shirt on. For all y'all old school heads, y'all remember the Coca-Cola shirts. I had my Coca-Cola shirt on, too. You know, Fat Boys, Big Buff was up there, beatbox, did his thing. Heavy D, I think this was before Trouble T-Roy died. So he was up there jamming, doing their thing. Run DMC, Rec Shop. After the show, we went to McDonald's or whatever, drive-thru. I saw Heavy D in the limousine. And he was like, hey, big man, what, you got the Coca-Cola shirt on like me? I was like, what? I was ecstatic. You know what I'm saying? Heavy D, Fat Boy, getting down. I just seen him at a concert. He was like, did you go to the concert? I said, yeah. So I was never big on autographs, but I didn't get his autograph. But I got to rap to Heavy D. I was excited. It's just a little Heavy D story that I have. People go out and check out his catalog. He's done some. You ever seen any movies he's been in?
Who hasn't?
Yeah, you gotta check. Not like Who's the Man or none of that shit. Wasn't he in Who's the Man?
Yeah, he was in Who's the Man. I think he was in Who's the Man.
It was another movie with Tim Allen and Johnny Knoxville. He was in. Pretty good movie. I forgot the name of it, but good movie. Google Heavy D and check out his stuff. He wasn't that big of a rapper. I'm listening to him now. Mm-hmm. Look, really?
He was like an entertainer.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, he was a
fat punk daddy of his time.
Yeah, you know, the lady loved hell.
Loved him. You know. I love Heavy D because he represents for the fat boys.
He put it down before Rick Ross. Oh. Yeah. For the light skinned big brothers.
Light skinned big brothers, with curly and glasses. What Heavy D? But yeah, he was.
I was in back then.
Ain't here no more, I guess.
y'all smelling y'all smelling
ourselves
too much.
We might be here, cuz
wintertime. Y'all smelling y'allself too much.
It's wintertime. Rick Ross will come out with no shirt on. I'm like, what?
You know what's crazy though? I know you've probably seen it. Every time a picture of Rick Ross, and then like his chest would be like blurred out, like.
He's showing titties.
Ah, that's crazy. He's
showing titties. Speaking of showing titties, I got a beef with a Hillsborough County Sheriff Office. I'm riding down the street, coming from Dallas. And now, you know, I don't want to say it, but I got to say it because it's frustrating. He jumped behind me, right?
Mm.
And on the side of the road was a transvestite shaking his ass, like, had his whole asshole out. But he kept following me. I'm like, is you fucking kidding me? You got this nigga on the side of the road shaking his ass, but you gonna keep following me another mile? That's that bullshit. I wanted him to pull me over. Get his ass to business. Isn't that a decent exposure?
I don't know. I don't look at transvestites.
Well, I do. Fuck you. He showed me his ass and the cops come by. You should have got him.
Speaking of foolishness, what's going on with Penn State? I mean, everybody been talking about it.
They all should go to jail.
Yeah, I mean, That's a mess.
All of them go to jail.
And then I saw LeVar Arrington, man. He just
you
came
out. Yeah. LeVar?
Yeah, LeVar, you ain't heard from LeVar since him and Serena. I ain't talking about the Redskin days.
Dude.
And he just... Yeah, but that's a serious issue, man. You know what I'm saying? I know it'll bring a lot of stuff to light. And it's Penn State Athletics and institution. They about to see some dark days ahead of them. You know?
Dark.
Man, hope the victim's good, man. That's sad, but, you know.
They all should go together. All of them.
Yeah, I mean.
Joe Paterno, he was all the victims, man.
I was telling my mom about it, and I was saying, man, it's crazy, but a lot of that got to do with money, too, man. Like, a lot of that got to do with money. Like, it's all kind of scandals be going on at colleges, universities, basically a lot of places. But when you got a lot of money pouring in, they tried to hide it under the rug, and it came to light, and now it's just, like, crazy.
Man, that college was so rich. They hid it for so long.
Yeah.
But it came up, and they gonna start digging so much, they gonna find more stuff than what they was even looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean,
they gonna find out that other cultures probably involved, and Joe Pod knew more stuff. You know what I'm saying? That dude, 85 years old, he need to go to jail for the rest of his life. Is he new? The red haired dude who walked in and saw it.
Yeah,
man, he was supposed to whoop that dude. I don't care. Man, they paid him off. They told him to hush his mouth, and we gonna take care. That's why he's an assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
He was a damn equipment manager when he found. Come on, now, be for real.
Yeah,
he wasn't that good of a player. He was an equipment manager. All right, you be quiet. We're gonna move you along. Blah blah blah. They pushed him up the ring. He's an assistant coach now. Get out of here. Yeah. He need to go to jail. He should have whooped Sadusky, whatever his name is.
Sadursky.
He should have whooped that cat as soon as he saw something like that. You don't call the police right away. You whoop him. Then you call the police after he whooped.
Sadursky. Is he a little dirty? Beep.
Dirty Dursky. Dirty Dursky.
Yeah. But,
yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't, I'm so upset about that. Because they didn't give Michael Vick none of the benefit of the doubt. Did you hear what he said on the interview?
Yeah, he wasn't like apologetic or nothing. He was just like,
I shouldn't have took showers with him.
Man, come on.
Am I sexually attracted to boys? No, I like being around them, but I'm not. Man, is you kidding me?
Yeah, that's sick, man. That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And he said all these accusations are false. He got a bond. He got a $10,000 bond. Well, something crazy. Something low. They didn't take his visa away from this man. Get escape and never be seen from again. He's 70, 70-something, 60-something. If he get on this plane and get over to Europe, he might not be seen again, man. That's why I don't let my kids go nowhere without me.
Yeah, man. But
my kids want to be, they want to go get back in the Boy Scouts. And they're supposed to go on, like, trips with other men and without the parents. You kidding me? I'm going to be a Boy Scout leader. You don't see me in my khakis and my vest. I'm telling you, I got to do it. I'm not going to have nobody around my children. I don't know. You don't know what capable of these people, man.
Right.
You don't know what these people are capable of nowadays. It's sickening. Mm. And the internet brought all this to light. Because it was happening back when we were kids, but it took people longer to find out because they had to really slip. Now, internet's instant access. You can find out. You get on the internet and find who's sexual predators in your neighborhood.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. So, I don't know if you ready for it, but I say in the beginning of January, I want to battle.
You know what? Shout out to Big Lou. He wants to be a judge for that. So we're gonna come up with some stuff. I'll talk to him, and we can get like some authentic judges. And if you want to do that, that's cool with me.
Yeah, we want to get more participation from the fans. From the listener. So Big Lou and whoever you get, don't be partisans.
I will have credible people. You know.
You wanna get beat?
Huh? Get who?
You wanna get beat?
Shout out to B, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think we riffing a little bit. you know. So shout out to B. You know, we boys. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you listen or not. But if you do, you know, this is like an olive branch, even though you tried me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody at USF, man. Send a shout out to Kool-Aid. You got married. Shout out to Marcus. Shout out to man. I'm gonna see if I come through Tampa, man. Holla. Shout out to Mike, man. I ain't talked to Mike in a little bit. Shout out to Mike. Huh?
Gonna shout out Dela.
Hey, you know, anyways, shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? That was years ago. You know, shout out to everybody, you know, USF, Tyvee up there in UT. I don't know if he listen. But, yeah, man, shout out to all my USF friends and family, my new and old. You know, yeah, I'm going to see if I can swing through Tampa, man, you know. Shout out to my homeboy CeeLo. He was up there, swung through. He ain't representing the shot right now. But yeah.
What about old boy that was the rapper?
Who?
Cat that worked at Phillips, Mason.
Oh, Loco Los. Yeah, man. Shout out to Loco, man. I ain't heard from him in a minute, man. Last I heard he was in Naples. But yeah, man, shout out to Loco, man. He was actually the first dude I did a website for. It wasn't the best of quality, but, you know, those was in my infant stage days. But, yeah, I'm going to see if I can swing through USL. Shout out to the Bulls. They play the Kings this weekend, you know.
Big game.
Yeah, but you ready to get into what I did?
Yeah, got to preview a little bit. I just want to say, I think he's coming back. Hopefully he stay on this same ground.
Who that, T.I.?
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean,
he's jumping on stuff.
Yeah, I went a little old and new. Kind of got like a little southern spin on it. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of stuff. I mean, don't get it twisted. I understand the core hip hop, but at the same time, I'm from the South, and you know, I got to give credit where credit is due with the South. So it's kind of like a southern spin with the, you know, some stuff that is basically South based. But at the same time, it still got that hip hop to it. Like, I got a lot of stuff on there that, you know.
You know your shit. You gotta tell somebody that you know your shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like, you threw out your Devin disclaimer. I'm throwing out a southern disclaimer. But hip hop is hip hop. East, yeah. West, Midwest, down South, you know. But we're gonna go ahead and get into me and let y'all check it out. And then we'll be back for closing in a little bit.
Go ahead, Charles.